Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. Last week we talked about Jesus' teaching on the Sermon of the Mount, continuation in Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. So we described about this verses Jesus talked about in the last message. Just to review that, there will be many who go through the wide gate in the world of luxurious life or entertainment, enjoyment, pleasure of life, lust of life, you know, the lust of your eyes and power and glory of your life. You know, many of these things are God's law prohibits. So you have to live accordingly, and then there will be not many who will go through that narrow gate of leaving many of the pleasures of the world. We must get rid of some of the pleasures of the world that we all have, some extra pleasures in this United States that we enjoy more than other people of the world. That others, where they are suffering, we are having plenty. Now, as I said before, it is up to God how much you have to have and how much you own, and we have to follow his principles. Now, continuing to Jesus' teaching about good and bad, here a tree and its fruit, Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. You see, everyone who come in the name of Jesus, declaim themselves as the servant of the Lord, may not have to be the real servant of the Lord, because eventually they will be suffocating people for money. Collections, more and more and more collections. See, well, we know we have to give it to the Lord's ministry. The Christians, they keep the principle of the Old Testament law of 10th of everything you receive. Then you have willful offerings, other extra things that you will give with your whole heart. Now, we are talking about people who become rich by preaching the gospel. So some type of ministry of the gospel, people collect so much money and they are having millions and millions of dollars yearly salary and income. See, that does not have nothing to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ, if you receive, you also should give, but this is not a way to become rich. And Jesus did not offer that. But in some cases, if you work hard, you have a eligible required qualification and education to get certain jobs, you may get paid more than others, and every job have a salary grade in the United States, as we know, and everyone choose a path, what they want to do or what they can do, and they will be paid based on that. That's an individual basis. You have to live according to how you have been blessed by God when you work hard on it. And when you study or when you receive a job or position or business you conducted, that where you receive money, that's also needed to be a beneficial for the kingdom of God. See, you need people who will be providing, who people who will be working, that those people are the one who basically support the kingdom of God. See, some cases there are rich people who became maybe believers once in a blue moon, and some of them must have helped. We know the history of some evangelists, great evangelists, who had an abundance of money supplied by their friends or others, who later found his ministry is growing, and they will supply, they will provide, they will give as much as they have. So as much as you receive, you need to give it to the Lord. So that's the principle of the tithing and giving. And now there are people who receive so much and they show a little bit, they gave it to others, but they become millionaires. That's not what is in the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God does not speak about that. Kingdom of God says, Jesus said that, God, Father, give us our daily bread. You see, that does not mean that you don't save any money for tomorrow, because today's situation, environment, today's world, you have to provide for your family, you have to provide for your children, you have to be smart enough to know that you give to the Lord's ministry, you also provide your family. And then you also need to save for tomorrow, because you don't know. But Jesus said that, don't worry about tomorrow. See, Jesus was speaking to the ordinary people of those days in the beginning of the Sermon of the Mount, that he was speaking to the people of Israel and many nationalities, probably in the village, in the town of Galilee, around the Sea of Galilee. They were Gentiles, they were all nations, Greeks, Hebrews, Gentiles, other nations, Romans, and all mixed people lived over there, because Israel did not basically own the land at this time. It was under the rule of Romans. They were raised by wars and different type of wars over the period of time. They were overrun by every empires of the world. And they were stumped over, and they were punished and rejected and treated badly. And we are talking about a common, ordinary man, majority of the Jewish people at the time. They don't have too much of denarius, which is the money of the time. They don't have the coins of the Roman coins in their hands, not many of them. They are all struggling. This is the ordinary people when Jesus was addressing a time when the people lived with a shortage of money and sufficient materials they needed. So it was appropriately good for that time, and that also speaks to us for this time, that when our times, things change, economy changed, the world became advanced, and so many things are different at this moment. You can't simply give up all your home and everything out, and then walk out and walk in the street and completely say that I have nothing, I give everything for God. See, that's also not the right path, that you can do that. Because if you give up everything, then you have nothing to live on. You must have something to live on. See, that's what the economical principle is teaching us. You have to live on from the wages you made in your life. So the point here is, watch out for those prophets who come to you in the sheep's clothing. See, you don't understand a prophet unless you analyze his message with the word of God. If the prophet is speaking, and then you must read the scripture and analyze what the prophet said. See, it could be a preacher. We are in today's world, we are talking about preachers, and we need to know that what's the philosophy, what's the preaching behind it. Is he behaving like Jesus? See, if you don't work like Jesus at the time, and even though there is cultural and time of the season is different, then you still need to know the word of God is the right word, right application that the man of God is preaching. They could be inwardly, they are ferocious wolves. You know, wolves wanted to destroy, kill, and make enough out of something and another creatures, right? A goat or sheep or birds, whatever they can catch. See, they are ferocious. So there are ferocious people out in the world that Jesus warned them, and we have seen many of them. Even there are today, there could be many that they are tricking some of the elderly people and making so much money. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes? The question is, by their fruit you will recognize who they are. See, it's their work they do, what they say, and what comes out of them. Then you see the fruits, then you know who these people are. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes? Definitely no. Or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. So you got to be you using your knowledge of the Word of God by studying yourself and use the wisdom of God and diagnose the people who, you know, you need to recognize what natures and what type of people they are. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. See, many, many people call themselves as Christians, but they have a change of life in their heart that have received the eternal salvation, and they produce the result of the change of life. The fruits of the Holy Spirit will come out of you or me when I have received Jesus Christ, because the Holy Spirit of God work in our heart through the Holy Spirit. The Lord is teaching and guiding us to be a Christian and continue our process of our salvation as we continue going progressively. We are progressing day after day closer to God, closer to Jesus Christ, and rejecting the world. We are rejecting the things of the world, which doesn't mean that you have to reject everything in this world. Some people think that, why did Jesus say reject everything in the world? See, when you also need to use our own sense, common sense, that there are things that you cannot reject. Because if you are in this world, you will have to deal with the world. You will have to deal with money. You will have to deal with business. You know, you will have to deal with accounting, finance. You have to deal with the things of life. So if you, the only way to do is you leave this world. The only way to leave this world is by death. So Paul Apostle even said that when you live in this world, you cannot give up everything in the world. But you have to give up more to God. Give more to God and reverence and praise and honor and glory first to God. Praise the Lord. So everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. See, a lot of people call Jesus, Lord, Lord, and please help me. And even the ones who get helped and they were healed or anything they benefited from Jesus Christ does not mean that they will go to heaven. The only people who will go to heaven is the one who will believe, accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and who will live a turnaround in their life to do good things, like the good fruits. You produce the fruits of the Spirit. Your whatever you feel in your heart, is that what you speak? What is filled in the heart? Jesus said that as well. So what is good in your heart, if it is bad in your heart, that will produce bad fruits and bad things. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, you know, and those type of things. That number one is love. You have to love the people around you. You have to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You have to do what you expect to be done for you to others. See, these are the Christianity 101, like I said the last time. The Christianity, basic Christianity, is that first we apply the principles the Lord Jesus has spoken. The principles. The principles of life, which is to go to eternity through, sometimes you go through a horrible, difficult timing. Sometimes there are difficult trials, tests in our life. We go through the narrow gate. See, when we go through the narrow gate, it is speaking about our lives, good things we keep and remove all the bad things. You see, it's like you cannot carry the baggages of life, the hardship and all the desires in your heart and everything. Keep all of them with you, then try to go through the narrow gate. It's like you're carrying a lot of luggages trying to enter through the gate. You cannot do that because you got to give up a lot of things when you follow Jesus Christ. Praise God. So everyone can call Jesus God, 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 I love you, but not everyone enter the kingdom of God. The one to enter the kingdom of God is the one, Jesus said, who will do the will of my Father who is in heaven. What is the will of the Father? The will of the Father is that everyone should accept his Son, the only Son. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him will have everlasting life. The one who receives everlasting life is the only one who enter the kingdom. Now, how do we enter the kingdom? I just mentioned, by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you live with the principles of God taught the life, which we read in the scriptures, like I am saying right now. See, those who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. See, Jesus always speaking, referring to his Father in heaven. The Father in heaven is our Father too. He is asking us to receive him. By through him, the Father will accept you and make you free of guilt, free of sinful natures, that he may get tempted. That yesterday, last week, I said that you also pray that, Lord, help me from the evil one, from the temptation. So the evil one is devil who bring the temptation. And it's also our desire to the things of the world which bring us temptation. See, that's what happened to Eve. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, you know, they have seen these fruits for many, 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 many times. But there was this temptation in Eve to go to this beautiful looking, nice looking fruit and the tree of that fruit. She thought it could be good to eat. And why God told us not to do it? So then comes devil, you see. It's not devil who started it. It started in Eve, in her own desires. See, our sinful natures comes not from Satan first. It comes from our own desire, because we already have the desire to do bad things or evil things or lustful things or desires of the lust of flesh or lust of eyes or pride of life. All of these, sometimes we all have some of it in us. We can't reject saying that we are fully, completely pure and holy, because John the Apostle, one of the apostles who spends closest with Jesus Christ, the one who Jesus loved, and the apostle of love, we call him, and he wrote the epistles. In the first epistle, he says, if you say you have no sin, you are actually lying yourself. That every person will have something that you will have to give up every day. Praise God. Now, so therefore, the God's will is our holiness, our cleansing and purification. So God wants us to be pure and holy, that in the earthly life, our lifetime, our sensory organs, our senses, eyes and visions, which is mainly, which is causing our test of life. So if we have to be careful about all these things. So many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. What a terrible and troublesome time that will be. See, there are people who have gifts from, even you have to have the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be a prophet, and also to cast out demons, you need power of God, the Spirit of God, that you can cast out demons like the apostles did. Now, we are talking about, there are people who received all these gifts from God and they fell possibly from the presence of God because of whatever reason they sinned against God, or they had pride in their life, or they were advertising these healing ministries everywhere. See, this is the thing about it. The ministry God gave it to you is not for advertisement. The ministry God gave it to you is to keep it yourself and use it on people who are needy. Healing is needed. Sometimes you are given the discerning of the Spirit to know if there is an evil spirit in somebody, or an evil spirit will erupt from a person in the middle of the church, or in a congregation, or in a ministry time. That's where you know if you have the discerning of the Spirit. Then you know this person does have, is it an evil spirit, or the Lord God's Holy Spirit in you will give you that discerning. And also the power to tell that Satan leave in the name of Jesus. And these are the things. Sometimes there are people who are gifted in this area, and then they have this thought about money comes in. The money and richness, okay, the pride of life, lust of eyes, all these things come up to anyone who are a human being. You are not, even angels have sinned to God. In the Old Testament, we read that. And we know the men can sin, the woman can sin, and sin is always there. All you need is to have the pride of life or lust of your eyes, that you have all these things you are performing, that Jesus gave you the gift, and then at the end, you diverted your good gifts for the glory of God into your glory. You made that glory yourself. You took as my name goes out. This is so-and-so performing, casting out demons, healing the sick, and it is out in the news, in the media, in the television, and advertising everywhere. Well, Jesus did not do that. Many times Jesus told, just don't tell anyone, just go back to your home and be a testimony to others, to be a testimony to your family. If you were healed, you should go and testify about the Lord God Jesus who healed you. You are not proclaiming that man or woman who healed you by his gift. You are going to uplift Jesus Christ. But that's what Jesus saying here. How in the world the people who had all these gifts, they started proclaiming at the end, then at the end of the time when Jesus tell them. See, this which has happened actually in his earthly kingdom, that there will be a judgment of nations, which Jesus talked about in the Matthew chapter 25, where there will be judgment for nations. At the end, when Jesus returned in power and have the battle of Armageddon, by his word of his mouth, he sent the power and he speak the word and destroy the army of Antichrist who comes against Israel and his God, son Christ. He comes in power with a multitude and millions and millions of angels, and also all the saints who went up to heaven at his coming in the mid-air 7 years before. So that now the end of the seven-year period, Israel go through a tribulation, the great tribulation, which the last part of tribulation, they will be tortured and punished and killed and raped and murdered, and all kind of things happen in Israel by the Antichrist, because he demands them to worship his idol, put the idol in the temple which was built at the last period. The first end of the law, first 3.5 years time, hopefully that was built that time. By the time it is ready, in the middle of the week, he changed his covenant he made with Israel, and he asked them to worship the idol. So after they go through that great tribulation, the remnant of the Jews who believe in Jesus Christ, they call upon the name of the Lord, and God, Christ, comes exactly the right time at the end of the tribulation. He comes and fight the Antichrist who was coming to invade the nation of Israel. And even today, the world is getting ready for that. There is no other nation other than United States or America right now is standing with Israel. Everybody is betraying them. Yes, they are fighting for their survival. They are fighting. They have to fight. There is no other way when the terrorism all around them. So that's what happened when at that time, after Jesus' defeat and surrender, all the Antichrist was thrown in the lake of fire, and all the evil ones were punished and destroyed. When the Lord sit on the throne, he will judge the nations. It is written in Matthew chapter 25. At that time, there will be nations who come and say these things to Jesus. That's what Jesus is foretelling about right now. And I will speak about this more in the next two sessions. May the Lord richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8333. You won't be disappointed.